Observations column, titled Fervent Charity, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. In the book of Revelation, John proved to us that he was an obedient servant in chapter 1:19. When told to write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, that is what he did, and with precision. He had seen all of Jesus' earthly ministry, and the first century of church history. He recorded all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. From the blessings of Christian brotherhood to the errors of doctrine that gained a foothold in one church or another, John made sure he wrote of it. Most pointedly, John addressed those errors in Revelation 2 and 3. There are warnings and commendations within the two chapters aimed at individual churches. The church at Ephesus had left its first love. The church at Smyrna was commended for their faithfulness. The church at Pergamos, Thyatira, and Sardis received warnings. The church at Philadelphia received a commendation, and the church at Laodicea, a strong warning for their complacency because of their comfort and wealth. All these were the things which are, and they cover all of the church age. But because of what John had seen during that first century, his first epistle introduces the need for Revelation 2 and 3. False doctrines, false teachers, and false prophets had quietly snuck into Jesus' church, lest any forget whose churches these are. Hence the subject matter of the epistle we are going through now. John is encouraging the reader to examine their hearts and discern if anything has crept into their hearts with subtlety and/or into their churches. Just today, the 16th of May, 24, I learned of an area pastor encouraging his congregation to allow some of the mysticism of today's Babylon into the practice of their faith through questionable worship music and psychics. Divination, psychics, and mystics apparently were to be welcomed in that church. What will be next? Drug use and altered states of consciousness from the pulpit? I'll venture a guess that the spirit of Antichrist is already present in that church. John's first epistle is all about Christianity 101. He writes of the basic tenets of the Christian faith for us to review and examine our own hearts. The acronym is familiar. BIBLE, basic instructions before leaving earth. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.